Good evening to all of you, and this is again Lena Live with very special guest tonight and with a extremely diversified talent. The name of my guest tonight is former Senator Rose Ann Antich Carr. She was a senator of Indiana State for many years, and to be not only proper, but deeply impressed with her accomplishments, I would just mention a few. She was one of the instruments of implementation of notable program, including the Amber Alert System for Safeguard Children. Because of her efforts and endless amount of work, conviction, and dedication, that was tremendous accomplishment in increasing safety requirements for toll roads, prevention of identity theft, and protection of consumer rights. And also, she was just extremely straightforward thinker. From my reading about this lady, I found out that she didn't have much of the compromise, and if her conviction were hers, it was as well as a public. My incredible surprise took place when I had privilege to meet Senator Antich, who allowed me to call her in a much lesser format, just like Annie. I found myself shifting to totally personal, very comfortable environment. And after this, we started to have a conversation. I did not totally forget that she's a senator, but I also was introduced to another world, world of astrology, world of special talents, and some ideas and philosophy, which Annie was kind enough to share with us today. So, Annie, air is yours.
Well, thank you, Lena, and thank you for having me this evening. Astrology and parapsychology have both leaned toward the spiritual development of life, and certainly that's in complete opposition to what political life is. But I enjoyed the political life, too, especially helping people.
Well, how would you say, in your experience, those on the surface completely opposite qualities, indeed, in your life, complement each other so strongly?
Well, one of the things that I strived to do, first of all, when you pass a law, a law is never passed for just a party, like the Amber Alert law. That was for people. It was not for Democrats. It was not for Republicans. It was for both. And what probably disappointed me most, state senator, when I would know, and because I am psychic, it was hard for me at times to sit on the Senate floor. We had a little lounge attached to the Senate floor where you could watch the entire proceedings. And a lot of times I'd have to walk off the floor because there was a long-term senator who had spent years trying to get a law at what is or touched any part of a of an airport have a property tax. Property tax is very high, and everybody complains about it.
Annie, I'm so sorry interrupting you, but we have this very undesirable symphony of feedback and bad sounds.
Yeah, I hear that.
And I, because you're saying so many valuable things, certainly do not want to miss it. Now it's very quiet. We can really go on. Do you mind to repeat?
No, no. Okay. I will repeat.
It would be, yes, I apologize. Sometimes we're in the hands unknown to us technology, but I am kindly appreciate that you will repeat that.
Well, okay, thank you. One of the things where I saw a lack of spirituality in the political world was when, as a senator, I saw a gentleman who had been there many years, and he decided to pass a law that said if any part of your property... I'm going to stop for a minute.
Yes, it is quite a big noise again, and we're totally puzzled why it is happening. I feel...
quieted down.
Now it is again... as soon as I'm totally captivated by your story, we... have this interference.
Okay, well, try again.
Okay.
So if his bill, and that's what you call it, is a bill until it becomes a law, when he presented his bill, I looked at him and I thought, oh, no, this is not for the people. And I walked out and sat back in the lounge and watched through the French doors. Everybody was listening to him. He tried to pass a law that said if your property... touched upon in any way an airport property, you would never have to pay property tax.
I see.
Well, he did that because he had a 500-acre farm that a very small portion of it touched on the airport. When I approached him about it, I said, you know, I think that's very greedy of you. And he said, oh, no, my cows don't give as much milk and the chickens don't lay good eggs. I said, oh, please. And I mean, it was very disgusting to me that someone, and then he retired. The day after the law was passed, he retired. And so it was obvious he was only there for his own gain and not for that of the people.
Yes.
So, you know, when you saw those things, the only thing you could ask was that God bless them and try to not let it bother you too much, because things like that could be very depressing when you see someone being so so self-important. But I thoroughly enjoyed my tenure as a senator. I only retired because my husband came down with cancer, and I wanted to spend more time with the family. I have one son, and out of 16 years in the state Senate, which is 153 miles from my home, I only spent 2 birthdays with him. And now when I look back on those years, it hurts, you know, to know that you missed being with your child on his birthday. But
yes.
I did enjoy it.
How?
And it was very funny. You want to hear a funny story?
Please, because I just was going to ask you if you remember any personal moments, especially when time was so precious for you. Please share this with us.
Okay. I'm writing a book. As a matter of fact, I'm writing 2 of them. One of them will be on the psychic world, and that will incorporate all kinds of little things related to extrasensory perception and astrology. But the other book is going to be on my life in politics. And that's going to be quite humorous, too, because I believe that if there is a day that we live that we don't laugh, we have not lived that day to its capacity. And this one time, we were in a special session because no one would agree on the budget. And our governor at the time was U.S. Senator now, Evan Bayh. And so we were all tired and crabby. We were working till midnight, and we couldn't agree on the budget. So we had to come back for what they call a special session. When we came back, we were in it for about 15 days, and one of the ladies, also a senator, he said, "Must tell me, when is this going to be over? Here's, I don't read cards." I looked at her and I said, Kathy, I don't read cards. And she said, Senator, you got to know how to do that. You can do everything else. You got to know how to do that. Now deal these cards out. Well, I didn't know what to do, so I just put a bunch of cards on the table, and I said, we'll be out of here in 8 days. And we did. Unfortunately, after that, I was deluged with people with personal questions and as well as business questions, because they all thought that I knew how to read cards. Well, it was a psychic impression that I had. I wasn't following the cards at all, but there was no use trying to explain that because they wouldn't accept the explanation. So, you know, when you run against a block wall, you just kind of let it flow, and you go along with what you want. I began I began my psychic life when I was a very, very small child. And we lived on a farm in a place called Rochester, Indiana, which is a very small town. It was at that time. It's grown some. And it was quite funny then too. Of course I didn't know what I had. I didn't know what ESP was. I didn't find out until I was like 20 some years old. But we lived in this small town, and we lived out of town about 7 miles. And I came home one day on the bus, school bus, and my pony was waiting for me. And I jumped on the pony and I rode it onto the barnyard, and there was a man there. And I looked at him. I said, "Hi, Mr. Horton, what are you doing here?" He said, I'm showing this other man." He had another gentleman with him, and said, "He's buying your farm." I said, "When?" He said, "Tomorrow morning." I said, "No, he's not. He's going to be dead." And I rode my pony off.
Wow.
I was an 8-year-old child, you know.
My God.
I didn't know even what death really was, you know. I just blurted it out. Well, lo and behold, the poor man had a heart attack that night and died. Well, my mother was so angry at me. Mother knew what ESP was because my grandmother was like this, which, again, I didn't find out until I was in my 20s and really began asking questions. And Grandma was from Pennsylvania, so I didn't live near her growing up, so I had no idea what she knew. She was a midwife. Grandpa was an interpreter for the courts. He spoke 7 languages fluently. And so when I was in my 20s, Mother finally let go of some information and told me. But I didn't realize what I was saying as a child in that small town. Everybody thought, you know, she's, in those days, they looked at you as being a witch, you know, if you
Correct.
Knew what was going to happen. We'd
Absolutely.
Go to a basketball game and I'd say,
yes.
Oh, our team's going to win or our team's not going to win. Mm-hmm. And Mother did everything she could to make me shut up.
How many colleague senators were thinking the same way about you, knowing your hidden gift?
Did you? A lot of them. I remember one of the things that they all do to all freshman senators is the first bill you speak about and introduce on the floor, everybody votes no. They light the red light. And they do that to kind of initiate. It's like a fraternal initiation. And so I knew all these red lights went off, and I said, oh, I'm not going to sit here. So I went back in the lounge. And I'm looking through the French doors, and I see the lights changing from red to green because they did pass the bill. And they were changing, and this man walked up, and I was very nervous and intent. It was my first time introducing a bill. And a man came up behind me, and he whispered, "Now, I want you to know something. It's in the past. It's all in the past. The women, the booze, and the wine, it's all in the past. And my wife knows about it." And I was startled. I turned around, I looked, and I'm a Democrat. He was a Republican, not that it mattered, but I looked at him and I said, it's that third eye. I don't want that third eye. I don't want it delving into my business or you saying anything about me and my habits. I said, well, thank you for telling me, Senator. And then I ran to the bathroom and just bust out laughing. I had no idea he cheated on his wife. I had no idea he drank a lot, you know? Wow. I was just there. I wasn't using, you don't use your ESP every moment of your life.
Yes.
And we became close friends later on, but I mean, it gave me an idea of how they thought of me. One man told me he was a state representative. Now, the Senate is considered, in every state, the Senate is the upper house, or the House of Lords. The House, or the state representatives, is the lower house, although we need both. But anyway, state representative asked me to go to dinner, so lunch. And this was after I got elected, but before we started our yearly session. So I went to lunch with him and a gentleman that I knew from our electric company. So the three of us went to lunch, and he said, you're from the same county I am. I said, yeah. And he said, I want you to know, if you don't answer my questions right, I'm going to break your kneecaps. I said, you're going to what? And he said, I'm going to use your talent. I'm going to come to you. And when I ask you how somebody's going to vote, if they're going to go against me or with me, I want you to tell me the truth. And I looked at him and I said, Representative, I always tell the truth. And then again, you know, I had to laugh. I mean, these people thought I read minds. You're talking 1990.
Well, I think the same environment would be even today. Who wants to know what under one's dress or under one's mind? I think it's a very useful but dangerous talent you have, especially for politicians.
Yeah, they say you're blessed, and sometimes you question whether or not having ESP or you having developed your ESP, you kind of wonder, is it a blessing or isn't it? You know, because it can get you in trouble if you don't know what you're doing, if you're not aware. But everybody has ESP. It's the mind is like, let's take your biceps, your muscle in your upper arm. If you exercise it, lift weights, it's going to grow. It's going to develop. It's going to become fine-tuned. The mind is the same way. If you go to try to develop your ESP, you will. And it too can be developed.
In fact, you just touched upon my sharp curiosity. I don't want to diminish this to the process of exercise. This is such a powerful but still heaven gift. But would you say that some people predisposed to this more than others? For example, performing artists, because they're using their intuition, imagination, and this power of abstract driving force, would be more natural predisposed to this? Or would you say some mathematician or people who living in everyday city life, touching material air and people's personality?
Some people, I feel, are probably born more sensitive in their upbringing, where they, like I said, I grew up on a farm, and you didn't have neighbors all around you like I have now. You didn't have so many diversions to everyday life. And in being, developing your ESP, it really is a spiritual thing. And I just feel that I was very blessed to have grown up the way I did with nature, because nature is something that was given to us. The grass, the trees, the heavens, they were given to us and loaned to us by God, or they're ours while we're here. And I just feel that, yes, you can develop it more if you go down to go up, go down within yourself, find out what you're all about, which astrology does tell you a lot what you're about. You go down within yourself to find out what you're about, and you rise up mentally, emotionally, religiously. You rise up with your ESP. I mean, it's developed more. Some people, though, are born with the talent. I think I must have been because of what I did as a child and didn't know what I was doing.
How would you say that your Catholicism will connect to this gift you have? Are there any, if not relationship, but is one nourishing another one?
I think so, because I have been told by a very reliable sources, I should say, there's been more than one, the Vatican has the largest collection of astrological books in the whole world. And this was by a monk who served at the Vatican.
Wow.
And the three wise men, and you stop and think about it. There are 12 months in a year. And if you ever look at the crown of the Virgin Mary, she has 12 stars in it. And there's 12 signs of the zodiac. And the three, they say that, now this I can't prove, but they say that the three wise men were astrologists who followed the star.
I see. A little bit touch of a history. How would you visualize the bursting out potential of people who've been living under suppressing regime of socialism and dictatorship closed totally opportunity to churches, to even to read the Bible? Now, we know it's not a secret. Communism fell down with the Berlin Wars. We have this much more open spiritual space. And I know for a fact that, for example, in Russia, churches just filled with young, with old, with ideas, with just tremendously enrichment of the spirit. To what extent do you feel that ESP was suppressed perhaps before, and people realizing this now more so? Maybe it's somewhat an escape. Maybe it is more of a dependence to find the answer, relief. How do you see all of this in all that symphony of questions I asked you?
Well, the longer I live, the more I believe in karma. And for the people who have been suppressed, maybe it was because in a past life, they were the suppressors. And that could be one explanation. But they say that we come back. And again, these are theories. They're not, there's no way to put them on paper and prove it. But they say that we come back in this lifetime to atone for misgivings of past lives. And if that is so, the people who are depressed or have been suppressed, maybe they are atoning for their past lives. That probably is the most satisfying answer that I've come across. But I also believe that a lot of the time when people are unfortunate or lead a very burdened life, it makes them grow. Their faith gets stronger because they know within themselves it's going to get better. And it comes from within themselves that there is hope at the end of the so-called tunnel. There's light at the end of the tunnel. But I really believe that problems make us stronger. I believe we learn from each obstacle that we come across in life.
I'm just modestly will add to a very profound and yet so transparent explanation you gave. When some of my students being so desperately self-critical and they indeed would find all kinds of explanation to be extra nervous on a stage. They would say, well, I cannot wait at the end of the tunnel. And I would add, it doesn't hurt to have your own little flashlight and to use it in the middle of this tunnel.
That's right. And that flashlight is faith that you can do it.
Exactly.
Faith is such a wonderful, beautiful thing. And too often our lives, especially now living in the city as I do, faith is something that I do not see as much as I have seen having lived in rural communities.
I see. Well, I will ask another, or perhaps not even a question, but just to pose a thought, and after this we will reflect on what you already expressed with such a meaning. We will take a little musical interlude to our conversation. But before that, I wanted to ask you, can you describe what particularly the most comfortable environment for you to expand your ESP ability?
I'm fortunate. I've learned to turn it on and turn it off, and you can do that. Now, that's a learning thing. But sometimes, for instance, I was walking through our county seat building, which is where all the elected county officials work, and I had my own radio show at the time. This was probably 30 years ago. And I was walking through the hallway, and of course I didn't know all these elected officials, and I saw this man walking along, and I looked at him, and I was going west, he was walking east. And so I saw the front of him, and I saw this big black heart on his chest. And I thought, oh my, I know what that means. Because sometimes you will see things psychically in symbolism rather than actual events. And I looked at him, I said, excuse me, sir, but if you have any pain around your heart, you better take care of it right away. It's going to be an urgent need. Well, he looked at me and he said, who are you? Well, at the time, and my radio show name was Annie Rose. And I said, I'm Annie Rose. And he said, oh, I don't believe in that stuff. Said, okay. That was like a Tuesday or Wednesday. It was early in the week. Several years later, I met his son. And his son is an attorney. And his son said, boy, Annie Rose, you saved my father's life. I said, I did? He said, yeah, my father's name is Nick Angel. And I said, oh, he's an elected official. He said, yeah. I still didn't correlate the fact that he was the man I passed in the hallway a couple of years before that. So then he told me that I had walked up to his father and said that. And the following Saturday night, he and his wife went to bed, and he said, honey, I've got a lot of pressure on my chest. I think I better go to the emergency room. He said, that Annie Rose, she scared me. Well, I didn't make that happen. It's something that I saw. I felt it was an urgent need to warn the man, even though I had no idea who he was. Well, he went, and he was on the verge of a massive heart attack. Thank God his life was saved, and he probably lived 20 years after that or more. And his son, like I said, his son thanked me for that warning. So I'm comfortable. I'm kind of comfortable with it all the time, but I think most people need to, if they feel that their ESP is being developed or coming out, they need to practice it alone at first or with a close friend, not someone who's going to be a doubting Thomas, not someone who is going to mock them, because there was a lot of mocking done back in the early 60s with this, as I'm sure you know. But they need to feel comfortable. Like, there are a lot of people that actually relate and talk to spirits. And one of the exercises for that is to do it every day at the same time in the same chair or couch or bed. Wherever you start to meditate, repeat the scene. Do it in the same place every day, and preferably at the same time. Because for a spirit to come back to deliver a message to us takes a lot of energy on their part. Everything in the universe is electromagnetic energy. And for the energy to become cohesed or to draw it together enough to be able to deliver a message or to be seen by someone, it takes a lot of work on the part of the spirit. So the energies need to be used to coming to their hearing the same person at the same time every day. And Lorraine was a lady. She was an older lady, beautiful person, very spiritual. And she asked me, she said, I know that there's a guide that comes to me, an angel. And she said, how do I find out his name? So I said, practice that. Sit in the same place every day. Well, she called me one day, and she was really hysterical. And Lorraine said, his name is Amit. His name is Amit. I said, whose name? You know, because I talk to hundreds of people, and I don't always remember everything. And in real life, you know, and I said, who's Amit? He is my spirit guide, my angel. And I said, how do you know? And she said she was sitting there, because she was hysterical. It took me a while to get her calmed down on the phone. And she said she was sitting there, and it was about the third week into doing this practice. And she said, if you're with me, I want to know your name. And she heard a man's voice go, Ahmed. And that was her spirit guide.
Well,
it frightened her, though. You know, we always think, Alina, we say we're ready to see someone who's deceased that we love so much. We say we're ready to see him. And perhaps in our conscious mind, we really believe that. But our superconscious, you got the conscious mind, the subconscious, and the superconscious. The superconscious is the home of the soul. And it knows whether or not we're really ready to have proof of life after death. And when that, you know, it knows better than our conscious mind does. So if someone is trying to send a message or receive a message from a departed one that are dear to them, don't be disappointed and don't say, well, it doesn't work. It will work, but it's going to take true belief and pure faith on your part that you're ready for the communication to occur.
Something you touched upon, I would not hide, is a strong interest of mine. In fact, I will suggest that we will take a little musical impromptu, and then I will ask you, if you would not mind, a little bit more about indeed psychic process. I would not hide. I was fascinated by this first. I'm sorry, take it back. I was very skeptical about this first. Then I shifted to the extreme to be fascinated by this.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm in a process of eagerly to connect physical and spiritual, because I had the pleasure and honor to meet some people who have a gift in their own right. And if you would not mind and feel comfortable, and only if you feel comfortable after this brief music moment, I will ask you some questions about psychic process. So we're going to hear very contrasting music, which will refresh our spirit. I would say we will recoup very quickly with this music, which is written by Julian Lampert. And then after this, we will continue.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you very much. That was music by Julian Lampert called Phonochrome. Indeed, I think it covered all keys of our conversation. And on this note, I will invite Annie to continue. And if she would not mind, I will ask her somewhat intimate questions about psychic perception and psychic reading. One thing I learned, that the timing is a huge issue, very hard to predict the event happening. The other thing which I learned, that if psychic is very qualified and very in tune, having a good connection with a person, will almost guarantee the starting point and result, but will say that in between of the In between those two points, the journey can deviate, and that what will connect to free will and changes of time frame. Did I touch upon really a hard issue of psychic?
Yes, and Elena, this is one of the things that I use astrology for. If in fact someone calls me for a consultation and they want to know when are they going to sell their house, I can see tulips blooming. So normally I would say, or any parapsychologist or psyche would tell them when the tulips bloom. But the tulips bloom every year. I mean, you don't even have to cultivate them. They bloom. So looking at astrologically, you can tell, especially when there are several planets, but with Mars or Uranus or Saturn, those three make an aspect, that will tell me when that house will sell.
Well, so astrology is really very almost irreplaceable component of...
Oh, absolutely.
I see.
Absolutely.
So if psychic does not involve astrology, that is very limited and shallow reading?
No, it doesn't have to be shallow. No, because there are readings that you give where you actually see what a person was wearing, or you'll see them walking down a street in front of a particular landmark. But it's just like when it comes to telling time, you'd say, okay, when will my cousin come to my state? And not your state, but let's say you lived in New York. You'd say, when will my cousin be coming? And I could see the snow falling. But the snow falls every year in New York. So I'd look at astrology, and it would tell me 2011, 2012.
I see. So if, for example, one person would say, you told me this 2 years ago, and you're still telling me it should happen now, that means that there was not a good connection between the reader and a client, or because it was a lack of this astrological approach?
It was not a wrong astrological approach so much as it would be the reader's definition of what they saw, and I use quotation marks around that word, what they are seeing, because you have to sometime analyze. When just learning to develop your ESP, one of the things is the weather forecasting. Okay, Friday, is it going to be sunny or rainy or what? Well, you may not see rain, you may not see the sunshine, but you visualize, this is what I'm talking about, building the muscle of the mind. You visualize a window. Is the shade halfway up? Is it all the way down? If it's down, it's going to be a negative day, a cloudy day. If it's halfway up, you'll have some good weather and some not so good. If it's all the way up and it's bright, then it's going to be a sunshiny day. It's just one of the muscles. And you learn instinctively to rely on your mind by finding out Friday that it's going to be the kind of day you thought it would be. It must build your self-confidence.
And that's something you touch upon. If we will come back to a regular person and would want indeed to increase this ESP's validity, where one can have a self-help, not necessarily maybe directly to self-confidence, but just to be closer to the world, to make quick decision, to be sharper in the perception, and to have this ability, to have it almost like a tool to orient himself or herself.
So what are you asking? What
would be the indication for the regular person to use these abilities as a tool? When I would say to myself, well, I really sharply feel this sensation, that yes, must be something gives me more clarity to do something which I was afraid to do before.
Go ahead and do it. I looked up your birthday.
Oh, God forbid, the whole one, you will intimidate the whole world.
5.5 to 6.5 years ago. 5 years would be 05, 04. It's somewhere between 04 and 05, because I didn't have your time of birth. And I didn't have the time to do a whole chart. I just looked in the ephemerae, which is a book of the placement of planets at the time of birth, at the day of birth. And 5.5 to 6.5 years ago, you went through a pretty major change.
Wow.
And things, you had a lot of decision making to do, which, there were some tears that year, but that passed. Now you're in a much better phase. And when you have an idea, all right, I'll give you a simple exercise that all of our listeners could use. The phone is ringing. So you go towards the phone. Okay, is it, and this is for the very, very beginner of wanting to develop. Is it a male or female? It will soon get to the point where you'll say, oh, it's Gina, or it's Cindy, or it's Casey. You'll know before you pick the phone up. But you start out by building that mind muscle and saying, is it male or female? And see how many times you're right.
Well, I was forcefully exercise my tactfulness and not asking you about my persona because you're the pleasure to be as my guest. However, I need to tell you with a deep thanks, you were absolutely correct because I had a tremendous heavy duty with losing my parents.
I knew it was a death.
Losing my husband and losing my dog. And that indeed happened around 5 years. In fact, it was one after another.
Yes. Yeah, it was not a nice time for you for about 16 months.
To say the least. Well, can I ask you a very modest question since this giant world with your gift and your persona narrowed mine just for 1 second only towards myself? Do I have a little hope for ESP, or maybe I have drop of it?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Are you being polite, Senator, or are you honest, Senator?
Oh, absolutely. Do you know this Joanne Lampert that wrote the music?
Yes, know him very well.
I thought you did. While the music was playing, I wrote this down. For Joanne, this is a message for her. Do not look back. Stop looking back. Your life has taken a correct turn forward. Your desires will soon be fulfilled beyond your expectations.
Well, I don't have enough time to catch breath, so I will, and I will tell you who Julian Lampert is. You only made one mistake. It's a he.
Oh, okay.
And Julian Lampert is my son. In fact, you spoke with him before the program.
Oh, my goodness, yes, and I got such positive vibrations from him.
I'm getting this every day. Can you imagine that?
I have to tell you something. There are, and this too is for all our listeners, there are people who you pass by. You might just walk down the street or walk through a restaurant, someone looks at you and smiles and says, hello. They are batteries to us. They give positive energy to us. There are others for whom we are a catalyst. And I'm sure all of our listeners, if they think about it, they'll relate to this. You can talk to somebody and they sap your energy. You are just exhausted when you're done talking to them. And you don't know why.
Yes.
You know, it isn't that you didn't sleep well last night or anything like that. But there are just, there are so many types of people in the world. And they always say, well, you know, some people who are positive mental attitude people, they will tell you, some psychics will tell you, well, just get away from them. Don't go near them. Well, you don't have to put yourself in a negative situation, but pray for that person. Just in simple, your own words, you don't need to pull out books and read about prayers. Just communicate with God. God is real. He's going to understand you. Whatever your language is, he'll know it. And just tell him, God help that person. God bless them. I don't feel I can expend any more energy with them. And with your son, I got such a positive feeling. And also with Seth, the other fellow we talked to.
My goodness, I hope he will go back home tonight after your comment that he will have enough energy to do so. I'm so sorry interrupting you.
Oh, Seth? He'll have energy. He'll be energized.
After such a comment.
Oh, no, he's going to be very energized.
Wow, we all want you back before I even ask you if you like to come back to us. But I brutally interrupted you only because we have to shift from timing of a beautiful psychic world to real time, which is concluding our program. And I do hope that you felt comfortably enough with all of us to come back. And I will take this warmest privilege to thank you, firstly, for who you are, for what you've done to this country, And what you continue doing, expressing such a precious, powerful care for people. I thank you so much.
Can I?
Hello?
I have one moment to say something that's very important.
Please, please. We do have that moment.
Our nation is going to make it. It is going to be easy, and it's going to take all of us to utilize our positive mental attitude, which is called PMA. Rearrange the three letters, PMA, spell out MAP, a map of life, using positive mental attitude.
Thank you. I couldn't find a better coda for this beautiful, meaningful program with you. And I'm in the hands of music, which will conclude our program. And also with my warmest thanks to PBS, to their support, just hospitality, which only getting better and better. Again, Annie, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Elena.
Pleasure, and I hope until very, very soon.
Thank you.
And I will have my next program on Tuesday, and that would be my new day with all of you. And the program will be around the same time, 7:55. With all of this, good night. That was Lena Live with PBS Radio.